So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Ashley Nimchaga Megillah Amra Eini Shaisam. If before the Megillah was erased, the Seita refuses to drink, she is not compelled to drink because there was no Mechikas Hashem yet. Therefore, Megillasa Nignis, Uminchasa Mispazeres Aladeshen, Ve'e Megillasa Ksheir Lahashkispa Seita Acheres. The Mincha is disqualified and burned on the fire, designated for Psule Mekdashen, and the Megillah is disqualified for the use of another Seita, and is buried in the Heichel, because as Rashi cites the source in the Pasuk, Va'asa la ha'kain as kol ha'tara zayis, la l'shma. The word va'asa includes ksiva, writing the Megillah, and the word la teaches that it must be written specifically for this Seita. The Mishnah continues, Nimchaka Megillah v'amr temeani hamayim nishbachin. If after the Megillah was erased, the Seita confesses, she does not drink the water, even though there was Mechikas Hashem, because as Rashi explains, Beduka v'imedesi. Umayim hamarim lo ninnu el levar es esafik. She was certainly defiled. Therefore, she does not require the mayim to test her, and they are spilled out. Umenchasim is pazeres al beis hadeshen. The mincha is burned on the fire of Psul HaMikdashen. However, Nimchaka ha-Megillah v'amr eini shaisa ma'arin oiso mashken oiso balkarcha. If after the Megillah was erased, the Seita refuses to drink, she is compelled to drink, because there was Mechikas Hashem, and as Rashi explains, Dilma Tahirahi, perhaps she was not defiled, but nevertheless fears the Mayim Hama'orim. Therefore, she does require the Mayim to test her, and the Kahanim complete her Mincha. Now, regarding the Mishnah's first halacha that Megillasa Nignezes, Ve'ein Megillasa Kesher Lahashkes Ba Seita Acheres, the Gemara later cites a braisa in which this is actually a machlokes. Titanya, Ein Megillasik Sheira Lahashkas Basaita Acheres, the Tanakama says that the Megillah of a Saita who does not drink the Maimal Arim may not be used for another Saita because we require Ksiva Lashma, and this Megillah was written for a different Saita. Reb Achi by Yeshu disagrees and says Megillasa Ksheira Lahashkas Basaita Acheres. Her Megillah may be used for another Saita because we do not require Ksiva Lashma. The Gemara suggests that this machlekes is possibly based on the same reasoning as the machlekes in the following brisa. Rabbi Yehuda quoted Reb Meir, who said, "Lachol matilin kankantem lotech adyai, chutz miparash the seita bolvad. A sefer may write a sefer Torah with ink that contains kankantem, but parash the seita may not be written with kankantem because, as the Gemara explains, hatayra amra umacha ksav sheyuchol imachis. The Megillah seita must be completely erased, and ink that contains kankantem cannot be erased." However, Rabbi Yaakov quoted Reb Meir, who said that a sefer may write the entire sefer Torah, even the parasha seita, with kankantem. The only exception is chutz miparasha seita shel mikdash. A Megillah seita written specifically for that purpose may not be written with kankantem. And Rabbi Yirmiyah explains, limchik la min ha-Torah ikabenayu. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov is whether one may use a sefer Torah as a Megillah seita. Rabbi Yehuda holds Meichkin law, one may erase a Sefer Torah for the Mayim. Therefore, the Parsha Saita in the Sefer Torah may not be written with Kankantem because Be'inan Ksav Sheyochel Imachis. While Rabbi Yaakov holds a Meichkin law, one may not erase a Sefer Torah for the Mayim. Therefore, Parsha Saita may be written with Kankantem. The Gemara at this point believed that the reasonings behind both Machloikis are the same. The Tanakama, who says, Ein Megillasik Sheir Lahashka Saita Acheres, and Rabbi Yaakov, who says, Ein Meichkin Laman HaTorah, both hold Be'inan Ksiva L'shma. And Reb Achi Bar Yeshu, who says Megillasik Sheir Lahashka Seita Acheres, and Reb Yehuda, who says Meichkin Laman HaTorah, both hold Loi Be'inan Ksiva L'shma. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. The question of Seita Acheres is not necessarily related to the question of Meichkin Laman HaTorah for two reasons. We could say that the Tanakama holds that only regarding Seita Acheres is it considered Shalei L'shma, because kiven de intik l'shem rachel l'hadra mintika l'shem leya. This Megillah was already written l'shem a specific seita, and therefore cannot be considered l'shma of another seita. However, regarding the Sefer Torah, the Tanakhama might agree that it is considered l'shma, because Torah distama ksiva. A Sefer Torah is not written l'shem any specific seita, therefore it can be considered l'shma of any seita. Or we could say that Reb Achi Bar Yeshu holds that only regarding seita acheres is it considered l'shma, because the ichtub l'shum alas ba'olam, it's sufficient to have been written l'shem seita, even though it was not written specifically for this seita. However, regarding the Sefer Torah, Rabbi Achi Bar Yeshu might agree that it is not considered l'shma, because Torah did l'hislami k'siva, the Sefer Torah was not written at all for the purpose of a saita, but rather for learning Torah. The Gemara now questions Rav Achi bar Yesha, who holds regarding Megillah saita that lo be'inan k'siva l'shma. However, regarding get, the Mishnah states, kasav l'garshas ishtei benimlach, mitzoy ben iroi v'amar loy, shmi k'shmecha v'shem ishti k'shem ishtecha, pasav l'garsh boy. In the case of a person who wrote a get for his own wife, but then reconsidered and gave the get to another person who bears his name, and both wives bear the same name, the other person may not use the get, because be'inan k'siva l'shma. What is the distinction between get and Megillah saita? The Gemara explains that Rabbi Achi bar Yesha holds that regarding a get, the pasuk says v'chasiv la amrachmana be'inan k'siva l'shma. The pasuk specifies that the k'siva must be l'shma. However, regarding Megillah saita, the pasuk says v'asa la hakayin, and asi refers only to the mechika, erasing, but not to the k'siva. Therefore, the k'siva does not need to be l'shma. The Mishnah continues to discuss a saita who drinks the mayim hama'arim. Even before she is finished drinking, her face becomes discolored, her eyes start bulging, and her whole body becomes bloated. The Kohanim would give orders that she be removed immediately so that the Azara does not become Tame, as the Gemara explains, Shemet Tifreis Nida. There is concern that the sudden fear of the Mayim may cause her to become a Nida, and the Nida is prohibited to enter Machna Leviyah. However, there is no concern that her death will result in Tumas Meis, because a Mes is permitted to remain in Machna Leviyah, as the Pasuk states, V'yikach Moishas Asmas Yesuv Imoi, Imoi B'mechitzase. The Mishnah continues, Im yesh lo schos, haisa taylala. The meritorious acts of a Saita delay her death. Yesh schos, tayla shana achas. Yesh schos, tayla bei shanam. Yesh schos, tayla gimel shanam. There are schusim that delay her misa for only 1 year. There are other schusim that delay her misa for 2 years. And there are yet others that delay her misa for even 3 years. The Gemara cites a machlokes in the Braisa. Abba Yesu Mechanan says, Im yesh lo schos, taylala shloish chadashim, kidei hakaras ha'uber. A schus delays her misa for only 3 months, because as Rashi cites the source in the pasuk, v'niksa v'nizra zera, that through a schus she will be spared the time it takes for an uber to be noticeable. Rabbi ben Yitzchak ish kfar darim disagrees and says tes chadashim. A schus delays her misa for even 9 months, because the pasuk here states v'niksa v'nizra zera, and the pasuk in Tehillim states zera yavdenu yisupar. This refers to zera harui l'saper, a born child who can live and give praise to Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shnayim asu chaydish, eschus delays her misa for even 12 months, as the pasuk relates that the mitzvah of tzedakah delayed Nebuchadnezzar's punishment for 12 months. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah that says, Chus tayli gimel shanim, is Rabbi Shmuel who says, Yud beis chaydish, and Hashem delays an einish 3 times, as the pasuk states, Koyam Hashem al shleisha pishei adam.